Do you see how he explains himself again, alleviating our burden? He does this often. Defining by flesh, he here signifies men's wicked actions, something he has done elsewhere. As when he says, "But you are not in the flesh." And again, "So then those in the flesh cannot please God." Therefore, when he says, "Now this I say," he means simply this. "I said these things so that you may understand that wicked deeds do not lead to a kingdom." Hence, from the resurrection, he promptly also introduced the doctrine of the kingdom. Thus he adds, "Neither does corruption inherit incorruption." That is, neither shall wickedness inherit that glory and the pleasure of incorruptible things. For in many other places, he refers to wickedness by this term, stating, "He who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption." Now, if he were talking about the body and not about wrongdoing, he wouldn't have used the word corruption. For nowhere does he refer to the body as corruption, since it's not corruption but corruptible. Therefore, when talking about it, he doesn't call it corruption, but corruptible, saying, "For this corruptible must put on incorruption."